song structure tutorial with with Little Jazz and his string orchestra. Understanding song structure by listening for it is somewhat difficult. Too many things are going on all at once, and one on top of the other. But song structure is extremely important, as it marks beginnings and ends, helping you reason about build-up and release, and even manage your time during composition. One day, you may wish to focus on the strong parts of the song, where all the action is going on, and the next, on the slow parts, like intro or closing. A tidy and simple structure that I prefer has an opening, intro, action 1, rest, action 2, and closing. Action is allowed to repeat, and indeed, your listener may wish for it. Each part can have two halves, the first half and second half. The second half allows us to create a tension buildup before we go into the next part. There is an exception to tension buildup. The second part of the closing should actually probably just slow down or fade. Let us begin with a clean and simple opening. You can see I divided it in two, slow and fast. My closing will use the same melody, but I will play the fast part first, followed by the slow. Now that the song is rolling, we begin preparing for action with a two-part intro. The second part of the intro introduces drums and some extra complexity for easy transition into action. The action is also divided into halves. This increases complexity and gives the ear a little bit more to listen to. It is important to note that the duration of actions and the upcoming rest is the same as both opening and warm-up added together, so it's twice the length. Here, I rely on strings to provide all the action. And here is the centerpiece of the song. Oftentimes, it is the part where your listener rests from the action a little bit. I chose to remove drums from here and emphasize the flute. It gives the listener something delicate to focus on. The rest has a strong build-up as not to too abruptly leap into the second action part. The second action has little more to offer than the first. It may not be a good idea to switch too many things around, especially if it is a dance song. So it's basically a copy of the first action part. And in this case, it is followed by the piano melody from the opening, now arranged in such a way as to give the listener closure. And here's the song we made in full. I hope you like it.